the challenge for designers is that whereas before you as builders would build the mold, you would get to lay your hands and feel what you're building and tweak what you're building and adapt and improve. And so when we switch to this sort of new world of cutting these shapes out of big blocks of foam, we on our computers have to make sure that we capture all the details that you as a company like to see in these parts. And so in a way, it puts a lot of the work up front, and the collaboration that we had together was critical to making sure we capture all those things. Because then once you hit print, you get exactly what we all designed, exactly what we all intended. And capturing that magic of the hand-built is important to get the final part look right.
I would just add to that the old school process of stick building, as Roy was describing and Tom touched on, was the way boats used to be built all the time. In fact, what was very interesting is the builder had a position. There was an employee whose job was the loftsman, and he would transpose the lines plan, which was drawn at scale.
With the table of offsets.
With the table of offsets, and do it on the floor, full size, have to translate it. And the final fairing of the boat was originally would be done not in the computer, because the computer didn't exist. Nope. It would be done full size by the loftsman, and that job was a builder. That was as critical as the original designer. And as Tom was saying, that the builder gets very intimate with that whole relationship. And stick building, still there's still a need for stick building. There's parts that builders can do it faster, sometimes in-house, and get your hands on it. And that's a great process. Going to the modern process where you're milling now is through the computer. The loftsman's, as Tom alluded to, the loftsman's job is now kind of put more onto the designer up front and getting all those nuances, all the radiuses, all those little components have to be right before you hit print, before you hit the button to start the milling. And then we have to go back and make sure everything is exactly correct. And there's a lot of go back and forth. The end result from a milling is the precision. And the precision is phenomenal. So
when you guys had the deck at a certain level, Joe DuPont, the owner and president of North Coast, who is traditionally the stick builder in the company, and he's built a lot of molds with Roy by hand, taking the old school approach of stick building plugs with the new age of the computer doing all the work for you, Joe still needed to see and feel something before saying, okay, I think we have a final deck design. So one of the neat things was Joe, Sam, and Roy, along with Tom, worked together on developing a way to actually build a deck in-house out of cardboard. And that was a neat process because it showed us a lot of what the computer was drawing out and designed in the computer, but it actually gave you the ability to touch and feel, and you'd walk through certain areas in the boat, and your arm would bump into something, and it was like, okay, well, we need to cheat this in an inch or two, and Joe absolutely loves doing that. He's always said my retirement's going to be to stick me in the back room and let me stick build molds. And God bless him, he loves doing that stuff. Just has an eye for it, and he has the ability to look at it and say, yep, that's going to work. Or as soon as he starts putting, a couple of angles together, he'll be like, yeah, Roy, we need to look at this. This something's off here. I remember when the design first came here to the office, and he looked at a sketch of the boat that I believe Sam had done up, and he looked at it, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said something's off, and I believe it was with the top. Was it the rake in the top?
Right. And so what the challenge is when we're designing in 3D, we're looking on a 2D screen in 3D, and the screen is yay by yay. It's a small screen, 16-inch screen or 22-inch whatever monitor. To do the mock-ups that we did here in cardboard, as you just said, brings to life, and you get to physically walk around and as much as we love the 3D world, the full-size 3D reality is what you're building. And we've got to, that's just taking it to the next level. And there's two things there. We're fine-tuning the components, the shapes, the geometry, the layout, but we're also finding things that may not quite work, but there may be a better solution. But more importantly, you guys as builders were, I think Tom mentioned this a little bit, got your hands around it. You were touching it too. You were feeling it. You were starting to absorb, okay, now this is going to be the new boat. Now I understand the broader piece here. And it helped everybody sort of get really familiar with the process. And I think we definitely solved problems in that process.
And I think it was fun to see your reaction when we saw on the deck saying, wow, this is a big boat.
It's a big boat. It is a big boat. We're really excited about it.